Hi, I'm Joel Garcia. If you're listening to this recording, then clearly I have been unable to produce an episode of the Pop Culture Shuffle this week. Due to either A school/work commitment, B a personal situation, or C a combination of both. I hope to be back doing the podcast by next week. Otherwise, you will probably hear this recording again. For now, enjoy this completed segment.
Now, you probably noticed already at this point the shorter runtime for this week's podcast. And unfortunately, it's yet another week where I don't have another full episode. It's not for lack of trying, it's just that once again, this is another week where I have a few more commitments that don't allow me to present a full episode. And I did have a few things I wanted to talk about this week. I even have this segment on Hawkeye that I really wanted to post this week. Unfortunately, I just haven't been able to work on it, because right now I'm in the midst of finals and there's a lot of assignments I need to finish up this weekend in particular, so unfortunately, no episode this week. So instead this week, I will just present a rerun of sorts. Not a full-fledged podcast, but a smaller segment from one of my earlier episodes. It's a segment I really like from my old radio show, which unfortunately I found out recently I'm not going to be able to bring back anytime soon, since due to a variety of changes at SDS Radio, well, that brand unfortunately doesn't exist anymore. It's been rebranded and it's a different focus now, and unfortunately it seems like I won't be able to do my show on that station anymore. It's an unfortunate thing, but that's life. It happens. I wouldn't be shocked if there were, say, some DJs out there who lost their jobs because they have a station rebranding themselves from, say, a Latin pop station to oldies. So that's all I'll say for now. Hopefully, if things work out, we'll have a show next week, the week before Christmas, of course, and maybe Christmas, who knows. But for now, we enjoy this old segment from my radio show, in which I talk about 007. Out of all the 007 films made, only one is notable for being very unique. Now we of course all know about Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, and even Timothy Dalton, and yes, of course, the more recent one, the current, Daniel Craig. But the one that most people may not be aware of, and honestly is really forgettable, is George Lazenby. If you've never heard of George Lazenby, well, it makes sense. Now, here's the context when it comes to the movie Honor Majesty's Secret Service. It came out a year or so after John Connery's supposed last film, You Only Live Twice. And then, when it came time to play it again, he did not want to return. And apparently, they were deciding who would be the next 007. And there were a lot of choices. In fact, before George Lazenby was elected, supposedly, Adam West, as in Batman from the TV show, was supposed to be the new 007. But he apparently turned it down because he said that it had to be British. George Lazenby is Australian. But that's not the point. Now, with this movie, they did try a lot of things that would strangely work better off and with later 007s. He was trying to be more serious. Like, he was partially goofy, but at the same time, he had a bit more of an attitude. And it was interesting, I will admit. I mean, look, here's the thing. Honor Majesty's Secret Service is not very memorable. In a lot of ways, it's supposed to be a follow-up to the last movie because it features the same villain, although played by a different actor. And for the most part, it is actually part of the overall continuity because a lot of things happen in this film which are referenced in other films. And I will admit, it is unique. Because, once again, this was the only film he played James Bond in. And there are a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that essentially cost Lazenby the possibility of returning once again for a movie. He had problems where he was fighting with people behind the scenes, people didn't like him, he was critiqued, and it's just understandable why people didn't like him and why he wouldn't come back. And it is interesting to see how this all fell apart. Because
Lazenby did show potential, but at the same time, he was mostly inexperienced as an actor, because you can tell, this is one of the first major roles he ever had, and while he does a good job, you can clearly tell there's a conflict behind the scenes, because he's doing his own thing, and everyone else is just doing something else. And it is sad to see he only did one movie, because he stands out. Everyone else did at least two movies. Connery did like five or six of them. Moore did seven. Dalton did two of them. Brosnan did four. Daniel Craig is on his maybe fifth or sixth film. And Lazenby stands out as being the only one who did it once. And he does stick out because, well, let's face it, if you only do one movie as the popular secret spy, yeah, it's weird. But it is sad to see that he only played it once, because he did do a good job. He was distinct. He had his own attitude, and even when he started doing the film, he even joked about the fact that he's not Sean Connery, because in the film, one of his very first lines is, "This never happened to the other fella." Which is funny, because, yeah, he's not Sean Connery, but at the same time, he's his own James Bond. He's not supposed to be Sean Connery. And he did a good job. I mean, they did play around a bit with the fact that he's not Sean Connery. I think at one point in the film, he wears a kilt, referencing Connery's... referencing Connery, of course. And it is really sad, because there are moments in this film where he does such a great job, but at the same time, they don't give him much to do. And in fact, if you look at his filmography, like, it was literally the very first thing he ever did. And because if you look at it, that's the first thing on Wikipedia. Like, before everything else, that's the very first. And there are a lot of things he's appeared since then, but nothing that matches the same level of James Bond. If you look at his filmography, he's played bit roles in other things. He's appeared in such weird films such as the Kentucky Fried Movie, The Man from Hong Kong, and, like, I'm just looking here, like, most of the time he just plays a parody of James Bond, like in a movie based on a TV show I've never heard of. And for the most part, he just hasn't done that much. I mean, I'm just looking here at the list, and, like, probably the only noticeable thing I've seen him in beforehand has been on about a few episodes of Batman Beyond, where he played one of the main villains, and, of course, Becoming Bond, which is a documentary I highly recommend. If you want to know more about the story of George Lazenby, I would recommend watching Becoming Bond. It's a Hulu original, so it's only on Hulu, and it's an interesting documentary. It's all about how Lazenby went from being 007 to then rejecting it. It's part documentary and part recreation, because most of it does follow Lazenby talking about himself, but at the same time, you get to see a different perspective. You get to see scenes with different actors playing a situation of how he went from being the greatest star of all time to just gone. And it's something I recommend checking out. I highly recommend the documentary. And as for the movie itself, it's worth a watch, because where else can you see a movie about somebody like this going from being James Bond to no one? So the movie, once again, Honor Matchy Secret Service, it's available to own on Blu-ray and DVD. Becoming Bond, the documentary, is available to stream on Hulu.
Thank you for listening to this segment. If everything works out, the Pop Culture Shuffle will return next week. If you want to find out when the next episode comes out, remember to follow or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite stream provider. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Joel Garcia 9. Until next time, thank you for listening.